Well, welcome to our podcast today. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Just Gonna Say It podcast on Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for hanging out. It's going to be a fun conversation to have today. A lot of what I'm about to tell you kind of comes from some conversations that I've seen in various social media areas, as well as some experiences that I've been having over the last 10 years of doing this stuff. And honestly, I want to get your thoughts on this more than anything. This is not, I'm going to share some things with you, but I think more importantly, I want to get your opinion. So make sure you burn up these comments over here. Make sure you use a super chat if you have something nice to say or something not nice to say, but you want to say it and we want to make sure that we hear you. We can do that. You saw the thumbnail. There's a couple of things I want to tell you before we get going on that content. One is I got the prototype of something very cool in the mail today. And if you are on Patreon, you know what that is. I've offered the production version of it to my Patreon supporters first and YouTube members first. So go check it out. You know what it is. And then if not, then we will you'll see it in public pretty soon. The other thing I want to mention is the laser. You probably have seen the short of it running in the shop. We've perfected flat work for strats. We've almost perfected strat work for our flat work for tellies. I think a couple little tweaks I want to make with that. I ordered material today so that we can start making our own stuff. And I would say if you are in the pickup making business or even on the hobby side of it, pretty soon you will have a reliable source for flat work because, man, I am so tired of dealing with various inconsistencies in quality in pickup parts. And so buying a laser and doing it myself is the only way to do it. So we're doing that. And once I know that there's something I really like and something I'm really happy with, I know you'll be happy with it too. So even if you're a hobbyist, pretty soon you will be able to buy pickup parts from us, which is really cool. We used to do it a little bit, but now that I have quality control, true quality control, it will be really a thing. Oh, yeah, let's see. I keep waiting for you to light up that red cigar. And this is a pen. It's just a pen. All right. So here's the question. This is a question, not a statement. I have my personal feelings on it, so I'm going to say it as a statement, but I want to ask it to you as a question. Is it time to reinvent guitar YouTube, to do things completely differently? Now that YouTube has been doing what YouTube does for 20 years or so, there are certain formats that have never evolved. And as a consumer of YouTube, I'm going to talk about some things from the creator side of it today, but I really want to think of it from the consumer side. You know, I watch more YouTube than I make, right? Obviously. We all probably watch a lot of YouTube. Why do you watch YouTube? What's it for you? And what's important to you? So I think things need to change. I think guitar YouTube needs to change. That's my personal opinion. You may disagree. I would like to hear your thoughts on why. Get in there. There's no wrong answer, obviously. This is just us chatting and kind of getting to know each other about it. But I really want to get into this. So there's some interesting things about human beings in general, human nature, that make it where a formula is important, right? There's certain types of things that we do in life where a formula is important. a schedule to our day, a schedule to our job, how we do our jobs, how I make a pickup, like the order of operations, right? Those are very important. Consistency in content is very good, right? But let's be honest. Think back to the TV days. Murder, She Wrote on Sunday nights, okay? At 5 to 7 after the hour, somebody died. By 25 after, there was a suspect, but it wasn't the right person. And by 35 to 40 after the hour, they were zoning. She was, Angela Lansbury was zoning in on the person. They were going to court and they were arresting the person. Very formulaic. Law and order, right? You had a suspect by 10 after. You had, that was the wrong person, and they figured out who the right person was by 20 after, and now we're in the courtroom by 30 or 35 after, right? Very formulaic. But over time, if the storytelling isn't very good, it gets boring, and you just kind of know the same thing is going to happen every day. Or, you know, every time. And so, because we're creatures of habit, we do like formula, though, because, we, you know, when you click on a YouTube video, when you want to learn about guitar stuff, you hope to learn a certain thing. And we like certain people's content because we like the way they do it or whatever, right? I'm the same way. The problem is that viewers, we are people. We can't get bored. If we get bored, we don't like it anymore. We click off and we get kind of tired of it, right? We're going to talk about some things that we have, I know that you're tired of. And so we'll talk about that in just a minute. More importantly than the viewer, and I know this sounds a little egotistical, but it's not. It's more important that the creator doesn't get bored. The person making the video, if he's bored, then everything sucks because the video is not good. The information's not good. The story's not good. Nothing is good. If the creator of the content gets bored, everything sucks. So it's really important that the person making the video doesn't get bored. So why is this a problem? This is a problem because there are only, and I counted, okay? So I went around my office today. I looked at all of the different kinds of guitars. So I, tremolo, no tremolo, Les Paul, Junior, including pickup covers. Now we're not gonna get into pickups, but so we're talking about basic components of a guitar, a total of 27 to 30, okay, components make up a guitar. So we say, you know, nut, frets, fretboard, truss rod, neck, tuners, truss rod cover, you know what I mean? Go through the list all the way down the guitar. Pickup covers, we'll call those two different things just for the sake of the conversation. So there's only so much you can talk about with 27 parts. It just gets boring unless there's a way to make it more fun. I don't know necessarily what that is yet. We're not that far into the conversation, but I'm just saying for a person who creates the content or a person who watches it, it can get boring. How many times do we need to talk about what color somebody's pickguard is, or what, how, you know, you've left Facebook groups and stuff because you're like, oh my God, it's the same thing every day. So only so much content can be made on 27 parts or 30 parts of a guitar, right? Because I say this all the time, and I know people take offense to it, but I don't care. Guitars are dumb. You know, this DLZ creator over here is way smarter than a guitar. This MacBook Pro is way smarter than a guitar. These earbuds are way smarter than a guitar, right? Like, guitars are really dumb. They're very, very basic. There's no, you know, the science that makes them go is so simple, really, when it comes down to it. And so we can kind of run out of things to say, and we can kind of run out of things to watch. Unless we figure out a way to do a couple of things, tell a better story or focus on the creation that the instrument is used for in the beginning or in the first place. So at this point, I want to know from you, what is important to you? Now, let's take YouTube out of it. What is important to you about your guitar? Get in the comments right now. I want to know what is important to you about your guitar. Why do you do this? Why do you watch YouTube? Why do you play guitar? Why do you buy gear? Why do you do the things, right? And I mean full on betterhelp.com/DylanTalksTone sponsor. Like, get into it. You know, if somebody beat you with a newspaper as a child and now you are taking that out on an instrument, I want to know. Like, I'm serious. Like, I want to know why you are here. What is it that, what is it that you're interested in? Not for me, but for you too, as a consumer of content, I want to know. I just find it very, very interesting. It makes me happy. All right. Let's see. Dumb is beautiful. I feel like people get different things out of those same guitars. No, I agree. I agree, but I want to know what that is. Because what we need is a change in perspective as a viewer and as a creator. You and I both need to look at things differently. You need to look at things more creatively and less technically, and so do I. And I need to look at them from thousands of people's different perspectives and not just my own. Everybody needs to learn at the same time. Guitar YouTube is a bit broad. Technique and theory type. Okay, so let's go ahead and take out of the equation how to play, because I'm never going to do how to play. Okay, but I do want to know if you're interested in how to play. So, you know, actually learning to play. Honestly, as a boring person myself, I could hear someone talking about the same guitar stuff over and over. Hearing people talk about their guitars and what they like never gets boring to me. Now, you hit on something very important. Finding out what people like and talking about what people like, not what other people like. So I'm going to tell you what I like. You tell me what you like. I don't care what Fred likes. He can tell me. I don't want... This happened on our pen live stream on our other YouTube channel last night. In fact, Chris was the one that brought it up. Chris is in the comments right now. He said, the community says so-and-so and so-and-so, and this is an opinion that they have. Should it affect my purchase? And I told him, no, don't care about what anybody else says. Come up with your own conclusion and purchase based on that. That's the number one thing that needs to change in guitar anything. Is you need to be your own person, right? I like hearing what other people prioritize when choosing a guitar based on their playing style. Ooh, that's a great one. I like that a lot. The culture and history, I fixed it. That's a really interesting thing too. I like that a lot. I'm disabled and I can't work, so it gives me purpose. Dude, I love that. I love that very, very much. A lot of it for me is whether I click with the personality of the presenter. That's an interesting, I appreciate that. We're going to talk about that some more in a minute. I watch guitar content when I can't actually play. I learn stuff I didn't know, and it helps me to improve my playing. To get chicks, duh. I mean, that should be a given. I watch more guitar playing videos than guitar hardware videos. Yeah, that's interesting. And I think that's probably across the board, I would say. Freedom is why. I don't need someone creating some kind of uniform creator standard, and only people who meet with that, what someone else thinks, you are required to post. I like that. I like that. And honestly, that's kind of why I'm here talking to you about this right now. I feel like a lot of what we see and what we want to share and what I'm moved to share ends up being sort of pigeonholed into various areas, right? Because we started off pretty technical. And honestly, I'm going to just be honest with you. I don't have fun making those videos. Now, the video I made yesterday was really fun. The five stupid things video. That was really fun. Because they come up a lot. And that involves engagement with you. Any video that I make that involves engagement with you is the fun kind. Honestly, that's why I like doing these live streams on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's really interesting that over the last 3 or 4 years, the two live streams, Tuesdays and Thursdays, have become the center point of our channel and not the other way around. It used to actually be the Monday technical video was what everybody watched, but it feels like it's kind of switching, which is very interesting. I'm a nerd. I like technical videos. I like engineering and science. Dude, me too. Me too. Absolutely, me too. The problem is that there's only so much engineering in a guitar. They're just so simple. And what happens is people don't want them to change. So the evolution of that instrument, it's very difficult to try to excite evolution, if that makes sense. I like to hear and see people enjoying music. Dude, I agree. And I wish we could do that some more. The community aspect of guitar YouTube adds a lot. It feels like you got friends all over the place. I honestly appreciate that more than anything. Having you here every week. Well, Martian Murray, you're here every week. You're part of the community. And I appreciate everybody that does that. Articulating your reasons for an opinion and talking technical stuff in terms that a layperson like myself can grasp are the main reasons why I like your channel and Dave Friedman's. Dave Friedman's such a really normal dude. I really like him a lot. The one thing that does put me off is a thumbnail with a shocked face or someone with their head in their hands. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Oh, man, that's kind of funny. Guitar building is simple. It's not easy. No, that is very true. I'm personally tired of seeing a bunch of creators do the whole let's build a Timu guitar. I think it's overdone. What percentage of the population is actually going to order from Timu? So, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. And I apologize. I can't pronounce your name because of the characters used in it. I apologize that I can't address you personally. But here's what I will tell you. I 100% agree. I don't like cheap guitars. I know that everybody gets on me. They talk all kinds of trash. They call me a snob, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is this. You, as a human being, I am sure are aspiring to be a better person tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, and the next day, which means you are reaching up and forward. I hope. And I hope that because you're that kind of person, that you're doing that with your guitar stuff too. Not in a materialistic sort of way, but just in a dream. Just have a dream. Enjoy liking the next thing. That's why I'm not a just as good as guy. I don't care about crappy guitars. I just don't. That's why we don't do those videos. That's why we don't do this $150 guitar is awesome. Because it's not. It's not. It's just not. And if you just aspire to be better and get better and enjoy things, and as you continue to experience things, you will understand more and more and more and finer nuances of the instrument that will help you to appreciate the nicer stuff. It's very true that as at the beginning of any hobby, the cheapest, simplest, most attainable thing is probably the best thing for you because it's what you appreciate and you appreciate those things. And then as you start to learn more and more and more and more, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I kind of do like how that guitar feels. Oh, I kind of do like how that guitar sounds. I kind of do like how, right? And you start to develop a taste for something and you continue. Do not hamstring yourself by what other people think and say about this cheap guitar bullshit. Just don't do it. I really feel strongly about that. And it's not, I'm not a snob about it. I'll play anything. I don't care. The point of it is, it's not about the instrument. It's about the attitude toward it that I have a problem with. It's not the instrument itself. I'm sure they're fine for whomever they are meant to be for. It's the attitude towards it. That guitar's not just as good as a Gibson. It's not. So don't lie to yourself. Don't tell the lie to somebody else. And don't perpetuate that crap. Don't do it, because it doesn't help the community. And it does not encourage constant improvement, constant reaching forward and up, constant positive development in a person's life. It just doesn't do it. I like cheap, weird guitars. Now, there you go. So you go back to like the old Italian stuff and the old Japanese stuff. Now, that stuff, I get you there. What I'm talking about is the just as good as people. And you know what I'm talking about. Cheaper guitars are helping a lot of people getting into playing that can't afford an expensive guitar. Again, you are right. However, they are a step. They are not the be-all, end-all. That's all. We'll just stop it there. When it comes to YouTube content, I tend to stick with people that can explain things in terms that make concepts click for me. Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot. I definitely wouldn't have started playing if I had to dump $1,500 into a guitar and another grand or more into an amp. 100%, I agree. And I think everybody should start with whatever they can afford, right? We always say this on this channel, play the best guitar you can afford, right? But again, it is a step. It's a gateway into a thing. Now, if you're a person who appreciates that instrument for what it is and you love it and you never need anything else after that, that's okay. That's totally fine. You know, I'm not saying you have to want something expensive, but just don't get into the mentality that it is the be-all, end-all, because it's not. Oh, let's see. We got a super chat. I got my first expensive guitar, a Saber, and oh my God, really? That's cool. Thanks for the super chat, by the way. Let's see. Beating up guitars. I get that. Yeah, cool. So, one of the things that people keep touching on that I want to talk about is there's some things that are missing from guitar YouTube. And I think you'll agree with me on some of this stuff, and I think you'll disagree with me on some of it. And I'm totally cool with that. Let's just talk about it. First of all, this is coming from, there's been a bunch of studies done, okay? You could really dive in and get super nerdy, because I always get super nerdy about everything, about the psychology of things and how they work. So I've done a lot of study and research over the last, you know, I've been in business for myself for many, many years. And so learning the psychology of people and understanding what makes a person purchase something, what makes a person want to watch something, what makes a person want to, right? Like what motivates people to do things is very important to me personally. I really love learning about people. And it's not just to sell them a product. It's because it helps you to get to know human beings. I think it's really important to do so. YouTube has, there's been a lot of studies done on YouTube and on the current state of marketing, which we'll get into because I'm sure this will come up in this conversation with the guitar stuff. But one of the things that's missing from guitar YouTube, and it's missing from my channel, and I want to fix it, and I am prepared to take a hit in viewership, in subscribers, in anything, because I'm going to do it whether people agree with it or not. Emotion and as it relates to storytelling. Vulnerability. being a human being, not just pushing a product, not just being technical, but this is why I do these podcasts on Tuesday. You get to know really what's on my mind. I was literally thinking about this stuff this morning. This is real. Okay. Storytelling is something that is not present in most of YouTube guitar channels. And I think the reason it is because people want to be very directly educated. Like, I want to know a thing about a guitar so I can go back and fix my guitar. That's what makes the content terrible. If you never connect with a person, then it never turns into anything. And there are many other genres on YouTube. There are many other parts of life where storytelling and being part of somebody's story and understanding the story and making you part of my story and vice versa is the most important thing. The emotional connection that happens between two people is a thing that needs to happen, whether it's on the internet or not. I'm sitting here talking to a little camera, but it took me years to really get good at knowing that I'm talking to you. I mean, I'm talking to Aaron. I'm talking to Mr. Night Owl. I'm talking to Graham. I'm talking to Vermonster. I'm talking to all you. You're real people. You could show up at my door. I hope not, because that means somebody doxed me. But we could have a chat. We could, and I know, we'll get into that later, but you're a human being and I want to get to know you as a human being and I want you to know me as a human being. This is not just about capacitors. Storytelling is really important. And I think that people might disagree with me on that because they might think that it is, I just came here to learn a thing. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Fast forward through it, do whatever. But I'm going to tell you a story about why you should learn the thing. I'm going to tell you why it's important that you should learn the thing. I'm going to tell you how to learn the thing. And I'm going to tell you why you should ignore the other thing that you already knew. And that's a story too. So telling that story, okay, it's really super important. The other thing that's really important to us as human beings is authenticity and reliability. I want to talk about authenticity second. But reliability, we've got that on lock. We are here Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday every week, no matter what. I never miss. You can count on it. And you can count on us to do what we do. Now, the thing that people don't like about what I do is I change it up. The videos aren't always about the same thing. My Instagram has fountain pens and knives and guns and stuff on it. And people don't, I thought this was a guitar Instagram. No, it's me. I'm a human being and I'm being authentic with you. And I'm telling you that I like all kinds of stuff. And the reason we met is over guitars, but there's more to me than just guitars. And I want you to know that. And I want to know more about just guitars than about you. You know what I mean? Go over to my Instagram, go over to my Facebook and let's have a conversation about, I don't know, your dog. Right? Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I just want to get to know everybody. I want to really know. Let's talk about the authenticity part. This is really important to me and it drives me freaking insane. When you watch somebody or you think you know a creator and you're like, I wonder if they're really like that in real life. Like, I wonder if they really think this stuff. I wonder if he really laughs like that. I wonder, you know what I mean? I am 100% straight shooter with you all the time. No matter what the haters say in the comments, I've never lied to you once ever in my entire life. I do not. I am not a dishonest person. It's just not in my nature to do so. I will not tell you something about a product. Some people will say on the marketing side, you only say good things about everything you review. I'll tell you why. Because if it sucks, I don't review it at all. I only review stuff that I like. If I don't like it, you don't see it. I have a drawer full of stuff over there that you've never seen. And I'm not even going to tell you what's in that drawer because I'm not going to talk shade on anybody's product. But I'm going to tell you I'm 100% real about everything that I review. And if it's real enough for me to not like it, it stays in the drawer. I got a whole drawer full of crap. I just, you know, yeah. Hello, Dylan. Did you see the torch flashlight in your email? I did see that. Let's see. Yeah, you can't show up at my house unannounced. I got a sword in the mail today. Brianna says to me, she's like, man, I pity the fool that like comes into this house. I'm like, yeah, exactly. The only person that would be sucky came into this house would be Magneto, because that would be really bad. I wish there was somebody that I could just sit around with and tell stories. I don't have that kind of, Chris, I saw your comment here about telling stories. I do think about that, like doing a podcast with somebody else where we could just sit around and riff and tell stories. Now I do it with Leslie. That's cool. But, it's different. That's kind of got a purpose to it. But yeah, authenticity is really important. It's a super important thing. And I always want to be real with everybody. That is really important to me. Now, I'll tell you where I'm not and what I want to improve and where I want to be better. I'm way funnier and way more fun than my content says. And those of you that know me in person, there's a bunch of you in the comments that know me in person, you know this. I laugh a lot more. I tell a lot more stupid jokes. I do a lot more goofing off than I do in these videos. And the audience has made me overly serious because I just want to see facts about guitars. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I'm just not going to do that anymore. I keep saying this, but I think it's really important for us as consumers of content to think about what we want out of our content and why we're here. Somebody commented on one of my videos the other day. And they're like, this is a cool video, but F you, I don't need your pickups. And I replied back to him, I don't need your money. I don't. I'll get somebody else's. I don't care. So I think people think, that, especially the hater people, I'm not talking about you guys, but the hatery people will say, well, if you say this, well, I'm not going to support your company, blah, blah, blah. Like they're... wanting me to fail. I'm not going to fail. I've never, well, one business because I didn't like it, but I will not fail. I do not fail. I won't fail. And that's not ego speaking. That's drive, determination, and what makes me go in life. That's not about an ego thing. It's just, I have a family to support. You know, I have kids. And I have a daughter-in-law, and I have a wife, and I have a house, and I have a zoo full of reptiles all of a sudden. And so I have mouths to feed, you know, crickets, rats, little nectary stuff, dog food, non-vegan food, vegan food. You know, we have all kinds around here. I got to feed all these people. So I will not fail. So if you think you're going to power play me by coming into my comments and being like, I'm not going to buy your pickups. I think you're stupid. Okay, that's cool. Whatever. I don't care. I don't need your money. Don't do that. Yeah. What's the biggest difference in your P90 pickups and Gibsons? Mine are better. That's the biggest difference. We have a video where we did them side by side because I have a Gibson with a factory Gibson P90 in it, and we took it out and we put mine in there. Clarity wise on top is really, really key. And the overall aggression of it and the mid-range punch when the video or when the volume is at 10 is what I really like. And what I really like about what we have is that aggression goes away as soon as you start turning the volume down. So you have a lot of control. So that's why I have them in my junior, because you only have one pickup, so you can do a bunch of different stuff. But that's really it. Someone who leaves that comment wouldn't have bought them anyway. Yeah, I don't care. It's not even. Let's see. The other thing that happens on YouTube, number three, is the recommendation sort of algorithm stuff. People don't realize this. I think they I don't know, they have tinfoil hats on or something, and they think that YouTube's trying to control what you watch and all that. But basically, if you search something, it's going to show you more of the same thing you searched. The problem with that, that hurts me actually, because typically what will happen in fact-based YouTube stuff and like educational-based YouTube stuff is once you've figured out how to fix something, like let's say, you know, I want to learn how to set up my tremolo, my Floyd Rose in 10 minutes, right? So you Google that video. Mine is one of the ones that comes up top on YouTube to do that. You do that and now you're done and you don't need me anymore and you never come back. That's kind of a problem for me. So this whole storytelling, authenticity thing, relationship building part is something that has to be more important. And it's not just me. It's all guitar YouTubers. If you don't like the person, you're not going to go back and watch them. And storytelling is really important. Rhett Scholl is very good at this. Rhett Scholl puts into context everything that he does with a guitar. Like, I was playing this gig. I was working on this thing. I was playing with this other person. Let's go visit this other musician. He's very good at putting everything into context. And that's something that I've not been as good at doing because I've been so focused on facts. And I just, it's been driving me crazy. Let's see. Unfortunately, I will continue to buy your pickups. Do you think that the Enduro is good enough, or should you route the guitar to get a proper P90? They're two different pickups. They sound different. They are different pickups. The Enduro is much more of a big single coil than it is a P90. So don't put them in the same sentence, really. They are different. The point of the Enduro was I just wanted to see what would happen. And what ended up happening is we ended up getting a very big, nice, fat, huge sounding single coil that fit in a humbucker space, but it wasn't necessarily to replace another sound. I think this is sort of a mentality that happens in guitar land, is where people will say, I want this pickup that's this shape to sound like this other pickup. And, you know, Tele-shaped P90, blah, blah, blah. It just won't happen because the physics don't allow it. So you kind of have to allow each of those pickups to sound how they sound. Don't think of it as, I want this guitar to sound like it has a P90 in it. Just put a pickup in it and see what it sounds like. You know, be a little more exploratory and have some more fun with it instead of trying to hit a sound with a guitar that wasn't meant to do it, if that makes sense. And that's kind of the idea there. Hey, Don, how you doing? Let's see. The psychology of user engagement. Here's where we talk about comment section. Comment section is really important. If you like what we do, please say so. It is not for my ego. I don't need it. I don't need insincere compliment or any crap like that. Every person that you like on any kind of social media, anything, or any kind of creator of any type, not even on social media, make sure you tell them somehow. It's free and it really helps them to continue doing what they do. When you get onto social media stuff, it actually pushes the algorithm. If you like this video, or if you comment or participate on this video, even if it's a smiley face or a emoji or anything, because you don't have anything to say, so you just throw in a poop emoji. I don't care. No, not a poop emoji. Something fun. Smiley face. I don't know, whatever. That tells YouTube that you are paying attention. And then they're like, oh, lots of people are paying attention to this video. We should show it to more people. It's free, it's easy, and it's something that everybody can do. We talk about the negative side of it. The negative side of it's been an up and down thing for me for a long time. And I think it is for everybody who does this. I'm to the point now where I look at the comments in a video for the first 4 or 5 hours. And then after that, I don't anymore. I can't. There's too many of them. You know, we have 1,400 or something, a lot of videos. So I can't. You know, we're too busy making your pickups, to tell you the truth. I just don't have time. So comment right away, and I'll see it. If you don't comment right away, I might not see it. If you don't like what we do, say, I don't like this. Don't be a jerk. Be a human being. I am a person. You are a person. Content moderation is a thing, just so everybody knows. I can delete comments. I can block people. But I do not. I am a firm believer in the freedom of speech, or whatever evolution of that we currently have, including your freedom to be a jerk. You can be a jerk, and I'm not going to delete it, and I'm not going to block you, because I want all of my people that like me to know that you're a jerk. And when I call you out for being a jerk, it's not because I'm a jerk. It's because I want you to know that I noticed. I'm not mad. I don't get triggered, like they say. I never do, ever. I'm usually laughing. Typically when somebody makes some douchey comment and I say something, you know, funny back to them or whatever, I'm usually laughing, or I'm usually like showing somebody, like I'll be showing Brianna or Leslie, be like, oh, look at this dumb comment right here. And I'll be replying to it. Like, so I don't get mad. But what I do, smiling pile of poo, what I do is, I call it out because I want, not because I'm being vindictive, but I want the rest of the community to know, look out for this dude. He's a douchebag. If you want to be one, we're just going to make sure everybody knows, because you have that right. Just know consequences. Let's see. Sometimes I end up blocked or held for review for unknown reasons, possibly my frequency of comments or my screen name. I don't know. If it ever happens, just so you know, I do have like a filtered thing where it like automatically puts, if you put links in your comments, there's certain words that are flagged or whatever. Usually every couple of days I'll go in there and I'll clean those up, and I just kick them out so that they go out to the, so people can see them. So if they get hidden for some reason, I just unhide them. Unless it's, you know, a porn bot or somebody's trying to, you know. Now, if you say something super racist, I might actually leave that, because, you know, if you say something really, really hateful and racist and very let's go ahead and leave it in your social media history, and that way, when something bad happens or when somebody needs to know, it's there. It's documented that you're a douchebag. That's the way I feel about it. Oh, let's see. Storytelling for context. Again, this is something I think Rhett Schull does really well. I could keep going back to him because he's really good at it. But I really, really think he does a good job of it, and I want to do it. Yeah. I really enjoy your videos talking shop, but the Thursday off topic is my favorite part of the weekly content. Dude, that means a lot. We've gone back and forth about that. And not back and forth as in she thinks we shouldn't and I think we should or whatever, but we've gone back and forth together, like, is this cool? And honestly, it's our favorite time of the week too. I've been thinking about doing one by myself, like on Sunday night. Just like, come and ask me anything you want, man. Anything you want. I don't care. Guitar questions, doesn't matter. Whatever. Let's see. Now, let's talk about something that I know that you have thought about. And that is the marketing side of Guitar YouTube. Tell me what you think. Somebody was giving me a hard time. I can't believe you're going to mention Embargo Day again on a new product that came out last week. That Tonex One deal. So, new products are fun. Reviews are fun. The way they come out to the public is fun. I really, really, really like doing them. I don't do them very often. First of all, I don't get asked to do them very often. Second of all, well, I shouldn't say that. I get emails every day. I don't accept offers to do them very often. I should say that. I get emails every day. Hey, do you want to test this microphone from China? Nope. Hey, do you want to test this wireless that looks the same as this other wireless that's $20 on Amazon? Nope. Like every day. I mean, Xvive sends me an email like 10 times a month. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. Like, I just don't want to do this stuff. Stuff's just garbage. It's no, it's just not my thing. Yeah, I'm not into it. But I really do like doing reviews. I really enjoy them a lot. I enjoy the new product stuff. People were complaining last week, even on my video, they're like, this is a whole nother video about the same thing. I've seen it a million times. Well, that's how it works. You know, it's 2024. Back in the day when you read a magazine, you went to Barnes and Noble or you got a subscription in the mail, you got a magazine and you'd go in there and Dirt Bike Magazine and Dirt Rider Magazine. And well, those are the two big ones. And then, you know, all the camera magazines, all of the gun magazines, all of the guitar magazines all had the same things on the cover. And you had to make a choice about which one you were going to watch or read. And you had your favorites. I was always a Dirt Bike over Dirt Rider guy. It's because Tom Webb's a friend of mine. And I did a lot of work with him back in the day. But I liked Dirt Rider too, you know, but they were different audiences. The thing about Dirt Bike was more off-road riding, and Dirt Rider had a lot of off-road riding, but it leaned more towards motocross. And I wasn't really a motocross guy. And my business wasn't surrounded around motocross stuff. So, you know, because of the slant, not the slant, but the niche of the particular publishing, I chose. It's the same thing with what we do every week. Like the Tonex One thing, they all came out on the same day, and that was by design. We got an email. Well, we got a series of emails for about 2 weeks explaining the product and telling us new updates and all this kind of stuff. Do not say anything on any social media platform before 6 o'clock a.m. on April 24th. That was the day. And so we didn't. We couldn't. Nobody could because that was product launch day. That's how it works. Same thing with magazines and same thing with everything else. And this is the beauty of everybody having the same video on the same day, is you can pick your favorite person who you like to watch and watch it. And you don't have to, and this is, I just so you know, you don't have to click on any of those other videos. You can watch one and skip the rest. So it doesn't have to annoy you. Just a thought. If it still does, BetterHelp.com/DylanTalksTone. Get a discount. When setting string height, should you follow the radius of the neck? Yes, you should. I watch product reviews by only two or three reviewers. Like, I can't sit and watch everyone talk about the product. Same. I watch them, again, it's like the dirt bike thing. I watch them based on who, well, first of all, I don't watch them before I do mine. So let's say, now that one I got ahead of time. I don't very often get a product before release date. Usually I have to wait like everybody, like normal people do. I'm not big enough to get the stuff early. An example would be the Mike McCready Stratocaster. When that came out, I had to wait on that, like just like everybody else. When the Gibson or when the Epiphone Dave Grohl guitar came out. So I'm weeks later than everybody else, right? I do not watch any reviews about products that I know I'm going to do a review on if there's other products out, there's other reviews done, because I don't want to be tainted by it. I want to get my actual first impressions and what I really think about it. Again, going back to the authenticity thing, and not just give you the same marketing speak. Now on the DG3 guitar, Gibson, because I bought that from Gibson, they said, if we get you this guitar, please say these three things in the video. And it was, this is the most popular signature guitar ever made, which is true. The Dave Grohl really likes the pickups in their Gibson pickups. And maybe it was two things. And that was it. If I didn't want to say those things for some reason, if I did not agree with them, then I would not have done the review. And I would have not bought the guitar from Gibson. I would have waited longer. That's the thing. You just have to be super transparent and authentic about all that stuff. I think especially with YouTube, you need to watch guitar videos with good headphones. That way you can hear the review in a proper manner. You know, I don't take anything I hear on YouTube to mean anything. Because you can game it so hard. I have seen the level of production that people put into videos for YouTube, and it is so misleading. And that is why I do not do that. I am really transparent about that. I'll tell you what amp, most of the time I'll tell you what amp we're using. I will put it into the computer somehow, whether, you know, if it's like a something I've got a mic, then I'll use a Focusrite. Tone Master Princeton, Positive Grid, Tone X, all that stuff you can plug straight in. No post-production. No quantitizing, no frequency fixing, no EQ, no nothing. USB into the computer, hit record, export, drop it in the video. Done. I do not do any post-production whatsoever because I want it to be real. And I think that's because I'm a pickup guy. I want what you hear. If I tell you this pickup is better than this pickup or this pickup sounds different in this way, I want you to hear it. I don't want to make it sound like that because then I'm just one of those people. I don't want to be that. So I agree with you. It's hard. It's really hard. They asked you to say something factual. Shocked. You know, a lot of people have a lot of negativity surrounding what they think marketing is. Like everybody's just out to get everybody. And I totally disagree with that. You know, I talk to these A&R guys and I talk to these people that, you know, like my String Joy guy, or my, let's see, my String Joy guy, my Sweetwater guy, my Gibson guy, my PRS gal, they're just people, man. And honestly, that was the first time any person has ever asked me to actually include something in a video. Nobody does it. People will be very accusatory about, oh, you're getting paid by blah, blah, blah to say, and you're just shilling for whatever. if I call PRS right now and I say, hey, Gene, can you send me such and such for such video? And they'll say, she'll say, we don't have one. What about this other thing? Okay, sure. Sounds good. All right. Email me your address. Emails me my address. She sends me tracking. I never speak to her again. That's it. Cam at Gibson, same thing. I get an email. I'll email him and be like, yo, I'm really trying to get my hands on such and such a guitar, which I just sent him this email and I'm working on something right now. And he's like, man, we don't have any. I'm like, okay, well, I'll wait. I'll check back with him a couple weeks later. Hey, did you get one? Yep, I got one. Okay, sounds good. That's how the Les Paul Modern Light came. Everybody thought I was shilling for Gibson. That was not shilling for Gibson. I was genuinely interested in that guitar. So I called Gibson and said, Gibson, can you send me one of those? And they're like, oh yeah, no problem. I'm 2 days FedEx from Nashville. So 2 days later, guitar shows up. I do the review. Oh man, this thing's super cool. Kind of like it. I got to compare it to the Texas Toast Challenger Level 1. Level 1's better, by the way. Chucked it. I sent him a text and was like, yo, send me a FedEx return label. He shipped me a return label, slapped it on the box, shipped it out the door. Never had a conversation with him. It was not a shilling thing. It was literally like, I want to try this. Do you have one? Can I borrow it? That's how I do my reviews, because I'm not shilling for anybody. Shilling is a stupid word. It's a dumb word that is... It imputes motives into creators that don't deserve to be there. Because I don't know anybody. I know a lot of guitar YouTubers. I'm actually friends with a lot of these people. And none of them are shilling that I know of. Oh, there's a couple that I kind of maybe wonder about. But most of the guys that I'm actually friends with, same reason, authenticity. We're drawn to each other for genuine reasons. Aren't shilling anything. They just like stuff and they think it's cool and they make videos about it. And if they can get paid for it or get a free piece of gear, that's a bonus. That's not the norm. So, yeah. By the time guitar examples go through the internet to my device, doesn't various levels of compressor occur throughout the process, which distorts the actual sound? Not as much as you would think, actually. It doesn't really mess with it that much, but, you know. Let's see. I hate shilling. Didn't shillings turn to pounds? I thought that ended up not a thing anymore. So purpose of YouTube. We got a couple minutes left here. When we're done with this video, I want you to get in the comments, and I don't care if you write a book, one line or a book. I want to know what you think YouTube should look like. For guitar players, what would give you the most value? Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think. The knowledge-based side of it needs to tell a better story. This is not just me. This is everybody. I want to engage with a person mentally, emotionally, and like metaphysically. I don't want to just be like, here's how you adjust a freaking whatever. I want to engage with you. The product education needs to be the same. There needs to be context. There needs to be a story. There needs to be context. There needs to be more than just, here's how you adjust your action. Like, let's have some fun with it. Let's vlog it up some. And I know there's going to be a bunch of people that go, I don't have time for that, but then go watch something else. I don't, whatever. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story. I think that YouTube needs to be a conversation between the creator and the community. Aaron, you, sir, have hit the nail on the head. I 100% agree. What do you think YouTube marketing should look like? Get in the comments and tell me that. And one of the things I'm most importantly, and I'm going to actually put a question up on the YouTube comments timeline thing. I want to know, how important is it that you identify or connect with the person that you're watching? Because no matter what you say, I think it's more important that if you say it's not important to you, betterhelp.com/DylanTalksTone, I think it's more important than you realize. And I think it shapes your decisions more than you think if you're a person that says it doesn't matter. I think it's really important. I guess my entire point of this conversation today with you was to put the people back in this thing. That's really it. Less videos of people playing through a crappy amp with a phone mic. Yeah, you're never going to see that around here, except for on Instagram. I'll do that on Instagram sometimes. This is a good question. Is the very nature of the guitar community a consumer-based group, or is it something deeper? I want it to be something deeper. And I want my guitar community to be something deeper. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. I don't want just facts in, out. I don't want that. More about the community and less about the algorithm. Dude, I love it, man. I love it. No, this has been a really fun conversation. This has been a really fun conversation. Dude, we've been friends ever since we've met. You don't even know me, but that's what I want. That right there. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what I think we should be able to have in this guitar community. So, Dylan Talks Tone, YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, the Facebook group, Patreon. We have a running chat on Patreon, and it gets crazy. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's dumb. Sometimes it's guitar related. This morning it was my dog licking my knee. Like, I mean, there was just crazy stuff. Whatever, doesn't matter. It's just fun. As an effort to do this as best we can. You guys, this has been super, super fun. I really enjoyed this conversation with you. I have got to go because it's Tuesday and I have something I have to do on Tuesdays. So I try to keep these to an hour. Absolutely great. This has been a really great conversation. And I might put out another video tomorrow. I know there's going to be another video on the other channel tomorrow. We're really shooting a bunch of content for the other, for the off-topic channel. So make sure you check out youtube.com/DylanLeslie. Speaking of community, because that's where you're going to get to know some of the stuff outside the guitar stuff. I try not to, you know, gum it up too much over here, but that's what that's for. So thanks for hanging out, and we will see you later.